This parasha deals with the Bigdei Kohen, Bigdei Kohuna, and each one has its own special halachas. There's a special halacha by Me'il that is unique to Me'il, and that is that you have to have, the pasuk says, V'hoya piroishe b'seichoi, when you weave the Me'il, you weave it into itself. In other words, you don't leave an open seam. Sofi elapiv saviv maisa ore kifi sachra yeloi loyikorea. So what you do is you sort of weave it back into itself so that there's no place where it can unravel and be torn. That's the way the meal is made. The Pashto reason behind it is because it's obviously not very, very becovedic for a me'il to be torn and falling apart. You know, when you have something that's sort of beginning to unravel, it's not very pretty, and it's part of being nice and pretty. If so, what about the other begadim? Why isn't this given as something for the ephod, for the choshen? I don't know, maybe the material that they're made with, but still, it's something that if just for the dignity of clothing, it's unique to the me'il. For the ketones, maybe it doesn't have to be so pretty, it's only a regular kohen, but it's unique halacha. And it's something that really demands some sort of explanation, some understanding. So I want to say over something the Goyen says. The Goyen speaks, he's talking about a very different topic, kind of Kabbalistic, and then he tosses in our sugya as our parasha as sort of the content of this. And he says the following. He says, he's going on a Zohar that speaks about the difference between the letter Kuf and the letter Tes. Kuf is a letter that is associated with bad things, like Sheker, Klipa, many other words that are not good words, versus Tes of Toiv. So the Goyen says, First of all, the kuf comes down to one point. Like it says about sheker, all three letters come to one point. Something that stands at one point is not stable. So it's wobbly. It's emes stands on firm ground, on terra firma. This stands on a point, so it's not firm. Okay. And then he says, the foot of the kuf goes down into the realm of the others. And he quotes a pasuk, Lashonam Tehalech Ba'aretz, which means they speak evil of others. Literally, it means their tongue traverses the earth, travels the earth. Lashonam Tehalech Ba'aretz, it means their tongue speaks evil. So that long line of the kuf is going out and it represents the tongue that is going where it shouldn't go. Whereas the tes, its tongue folds into itself. And the Goyen says, that's the sod of this parasha, of just like the me'il folded back within itself, so too the tes folded back within itself. That's what the Goyen says. It's quite cryptic, quite puzzling, and the Goyen means something. And try a little bit, just to, I know it's late, and a little bit of explanation. It says that the me'il is mechaper on Lashon Hara. The avera that the me'il directly is mechaper on is Lashon Hara. So it does fit with the Goyen's idea of Lashon, of its tongue sticking out, Lashon is halach ba'aretz. It fits, but what does it mean? So let's try to understand the principle that the Goyen is addressing. When we are dealing with ourselves, measuring ourselves as to whether or not we're satisfied with our lot, what we have, the you know, financially, life, and so on, are we satisfied with our ruchnius, who we are, what we've become, what we do? We measure ourselves. And that determines, are we happy, not happy? So the immediate impulse is to use somebody else as a benchmark. If someone were to ask me, are you happy with your financial situation? Our impulse is, our instinct is to think, well, I earn more than most people, less than most people, not as much as him, more than him, and so on. And then I can tell you, I'm okay, I'm terrible, I'm fantastic. How's my ruchnius? Well, I sort of subconsciously or consciously look around and say, well, I'm better than most people, or not as good as anybody else around. I always measure myself with somebody else. The drive to speak Lashon Hara comes from that. Because if I'm comparing myself with other people, the only way I can make myself and move myself forward is by pushing other people backwards. It's like when you're swimming, the way you move forward is when you push the water backwards. So I say, well, people don't have even elementary menschlichkeit, not like me. And so that automatically, when I complain about other people, people are so stupid, the other half of the sentence is, and I am much brighter, and so on. So many of the times, just the speaking of Shara, if I say, you know, this person never offers a helping hand, if I never offer a helping hand, I mean, that statement would sound ridiculous. So let's say I happen to tell people, yeah, could I help you? This person doesn't. It's sort of highlighting that puts me in much bigger prominence. And that, for many times, is when we tell a story about somebody else who did something stupid. Really, what it does is emphasize myself. So in the big picture of a person's self-evaluation, whether it's gashmius or ruchnius, it's going to be vis-a-vis other people. That is a recipe for disaster. Because A, I'll never get ahead of myself. I'll always be looking to myself forward by highlighting how much worse other people are. I'm never interested in myself. I'll never be happy with myself. Because I'm not drawing satisfaction from within myself. I don't know what that means. If I was put on a desert island, would I say I'm okay? Would I say I'm okay in Gashmis and Ruchnius? I would be bewildered. I would be lost because I don't know how to do that. So most of our lives is dependent on others. The Pasuk says, Rekev Atzomos Kina, that Kina makes your bones rot. So there are a lot of stories about Gedolim whose bones were stayed around and so on. I think its core meaning is a little more conceptual than that. It means the bones in a person's body are the real him. The flesh, you become heavy, you become more flesh, less flesh, it bends, it's flexible. The flesh of the human body is something which is given to be flexible. The bones are the person's rigid self that is, so to speak, the essential self. When we speak of somebody's core person, we speak of his atzmius, in other words, the core essence of the person. So when I take a Baal Chai, his core essence is the bone. When I am jealous, that means I don't have a self. Because I can't wake up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, I think I'm doing well today. Because I'm really thinking about him and him and him and him. So Rekev Atzomos Kina really means that the Mida of Kina dissolves a person's own self. And he loses self. So it's so counterproductive. The person is interested in being good and chashev and accomplished and successful, and since he's busy chasing everybody else, he'll never be there. So the mida of kina, whatever it is, is that destructive force. The me'il it says was mechapa lashon hara. The me'il was, in a certain sense, the garment of the kohen himself. The kotainis was sort of like an undergarment. It wasn't a kohen gadol's chashav garment. The ephod and the choshen were a decoration. They were tachshit. They were on top. They were adornment. The self was the me'il. And the perfect me'il is something that folds into itself. There is no end that touches somebody else's rishus. It comes back within itself. And that's what the goyin means. The letter kuf, because its tongue is sticking out, its foot is reaching into someone else's rishus, that's where it is destructive and destroyed. It doesn't stand on its own feet, it's standing on someone else's head. And that's where the problem starts. The tes has its foot, or its lashon, coming into itself. In other words, I am a self-contained unit. Whether I'm doing good or not is a cheshbon ha-nefesh between me and Ribono Shel Olam. It has nothing to do with somebody else. It doesn't do with where else is going. Therefore, the person is... the me'ils, the halacha of the me'il being folded back to itself so that it doesn't unravel is not just for the beauty and dignity of the beged, that you never have an unraveled beged. It goes to the heart and to the essence of what the beged is. The me'il represents the atzmius of the kohen, it's mapa in lashon hara, and the core mida needed to have that zekeneg zelumaseh is it be self-sufficient. It come back to within itself. That's the way in which it needs to come. What the Goyen is pointing out is this core value of a person's ability to be self-sufficient in terms of self-awareness, self-perception, that if a person is able to look at himself vis-a-vis himself, this is what I could produce, this is what I have produced. That's my cheshbon. How much of what I could do have I done? If I feel I've done what I could do, then I should be very happy. If I feel I'm samech b'chelko, this is my chelik, so this is what I'm fortunate to have, then I'm self-sufficient. And then lashon hara doesn't come in, kina doesn't come in. That whole section of midos come from different place. The tikkun of the me'il on lashon hara is, this is not just a side point of it. It's something that goes to the heart of what a me'il is. It's the beggar that presents the person's self, and the quality of it is that has no edge that runs into somebody else's rishus, it comes into its own rishus. That's the point.